I hear that. Yep, I know what you mean. I know you're around a lot. Yeah, well, I hear that. So how's everybody doing?
No complaints around here. So kids aren't really sick, and wife got over being pretty sick when I was, but other than that, no issues.
Usually when one catches it, yeah, it'll pass through the family. Yeah, I heard you on a little bit. I heard you shout out at Jim earlier today, but yeah, I haven't heard much on, but we're so jammed up and busy here. I get the radio on my side, but I don't listen to a lot that's going on because we got so much going on here, especially with, with cold weather coming up. I got to be harvesting a ton, basically. It's since we get threatened with our first freeze, so I'm gearing up for that.
Yeah, for sure. I know we've had not a lot of things in the garden, but, getting things out of it, securing everything.
I hear that. I know you know how much I've got over here, so I've got to be really careful to turn around and save everything that basically we've got. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see when I'm going to do the testing for the ham license, but yeah, I think I was on the fence, but I want to go for it, and if I don't go past technician and stuff, I'm more than happy with, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and other kind of things. It'd be kind of nice to dabble into that, so definitely interested more in it.
Yeah, I hear that. So that's what you're studying on, or basically preparing for?
Yeah, the technician class, PAM license, pretty much the beginner license for the all intents and purposes. So just kind of studying for that and getting used to the question pools that they have and, learn about different things. I have a problem with the electronics and the calculations and Ohm's law and getting confused on that. But as far as regs and other things, I pretty much retain it. But when it comes to calculations, it's like it takes a lot of extra effort to understand it.
I hear that. Believe it or not, I had my ham license in 1970, I think it was 72. It was about a couple of years prior to me going into the military. And it didn't really do me a lot of good in the military, but as far as Morse code and as far as what I was into in electronics, it did great. It stopped me from going to Vietnam, literally. I ended up in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, at their electronics school there in Oklahoma, and I become an electronics instructor for about 2 years and 2 months before they had to meet their guarantee was for me to go to Germany, which is where I was born. And finally, after about 2 years and a couple of months, I ended up finally being shipped off to Germany after that.
It's crazy what things will change the path of destiny for sure. Heard stories about, people that didn't get shipped out to World War II and they had other assignments. And as you know me, I've heard a lot of stories and, yeah, I've heard instances like that.
Yeah, well, I was 17 at the time when I went in. I spent a little over 11 years. And, yeah, I learned a lot. I will guarantee you, it was good for me. It was really good for me. It taught me a lot. It showed me a lot. Yeah, I learned a lot doing it. And so I was glad where I got sent, and the outcome, my duty stations, everything, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like my lot in life, I jokingly refer to it as asphalt diploma, just doing physical labor jobs for quite a while until I got into, you know what I got into and where I am now. A lot better place than I was, so I just credit it to asphalt diploma, pretty much.
Yeah, ground and pound. Yeah, get where you want to go via however you got to do it. Yeah, I understand that 100%.
Yeah, and I don't know if I should differentiate myself as white collar or blue collar because of all the many things I do in the course of my full-time job, so just half and half, I guess.
I hear that. One way or the other, the way you got to look at it is what you do is for the good. And there's a lot out there that don't. So credit yourself 100%.
Yeah, I definitely do, for sure.
All right, Forrest. Well, Linda just came in and turned around and said that, well, I got my dinner done. We were just waiting on her, but she's got hers done now, so I'm going to head in, going to get dinner. And we got one second round of feeding, and then we're done for the night. So, hey, you, Chantel, and the kids have a good one. And we will talk to you later. WSBT 889, we're monitoring.
All right, have a good night, John. WRGY 779.